People think that that county road is a trail, but it's a road.
That's Carbondale resident Linda Singer Froning talking about County Road 107. It's the main access to the Red Hill Trail north of town, which leads to Mushroom Rock and the Red Hill Recreation Area. Dozens of hikers, mountain bikers, and dog walkers use less than a mile of the road every day between the intersection of Highways 133 and 82 and the trailhead. But just like other local recreation areas, such as Hanging Lake or the Maroon Bells, it's almost becoming too popular. One problem is that foot and bike traffic must share the road with cars and trucks. A bright yellow sign at the bottom of the hill says pedestrians single file, but that's not enforced, and it's a rarity. Hikers walk two and three abreast with dogs and kids in tow. Mountain bikers often fill the entire width of the two-lane gravel road, making it difficult for vehicles to pass. Singer Froning, who lives up the road and travels it at least twice daily, says it's a nightmare.
People will be all the way across it. There'll be dogs off leash, kids running away from their parents. And sometimes there's, 20, 30 people on the road. And if you're a car trying to get down to the bottom of it, it's really very challenging, kind of scary. I've often been flipped off or, you're going too fast. Well, I go 10 miles an hour. I'm not going too fast. That's just I'm on their trail.
Those kinds of experiences may soon become a thing of the past.
So right now we are standing at the very busy intersection of Highway 82 and 133 at the entrance to Carbondale.
Suzanne Stevens is the director of Aspen Valley Land Trust, also known as AVLT.
And we are approaching a piece of land that has been privately owned and for sale for a long time. And right now we have an incredible opportunity to acquire this piece of property for the town of Carbondale.
That land is a 25-acre chunk at the base of Red Hill, just west of County Road 107.
The property was relisted this year at a drastically reduced price, and it stimulated a lot of interest. So AVLT was fortunate to get the property under contract for $825,000 a few months ago, and we're working with the town and some partners to try to acquire it in order to provide alternate trail access to the Red Hill Trail system.
Part of the land is zoned commercial, says Carbondale Town Manager Jay Harrington, and it's in a prime location.
It's definitely, Carbondale's front door. We've had inquiries over the last year or two on mini storages, construction, staging, construction company storage, that type of thing.
Harrington says part of AVLT's plan to raise money to buy the land includes funds to build the trail and an endowment for trail maintenance. Other partners include the Red Hill Council and Garfield County.
The town's been working with AVLT, hand in hand through kind of coming up with budgets and how we can make this all work. There's also an effort to approach the county in 2018 to see if we can secure some conservation trust funding in 2019 to help offset some of the purchase costs.
Harrington adds that the town has not spent any money on the project so far, but the draft 2018 budget allocates $50,000 from parks dedication funds toward purchasing the property. Both Harrington and Suzanne Stevens say this is a win-win for trail users, the town, and for residents who live up County Road 107. Linda Singer Froning agrees.
I feel so relieved because I've always just been so nervous, that you're driving down there, somebody comes around the corner, slams on their brakes in their bike and goes under your car, and they get hurt. It's not your fault, but you're going to feel horrible for the rest of your life.
Carbondale Town Trustees will decide whether to allocate money to the project at the next regular meeting. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.